And we are back with another episode of the podcast presented by Simple Math Matrix. It's your boy, Mr. K. Sprawl 357, best known as Prince Godbody, and I'm joined by
the God, King Hoopla.
And this week we'll start with the really first, I do want to say rest in peace to Terry Funk, ECW legend.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, you didn't know?
I think that did pop up across my TL.
Yeah, Terry Funk died today at the age of 79, so I do want to start off this episode by saying rest in peace to Terry Funk, the ECW legend.
ECW legend, wrestling legend.
Yeah.
Facts.
Do you want to go more on Terry Funk?
Oh, no.
Do you have a personal connection to Terry Funk?
No, I don't have a personal connection. All
right, just making sure. Nah. He is the godfather of hardcore wrestling. There pretty much is no ECW at all. The popularity of ECW really fails to exist without guys like him, Sabu, Dreamer.
Yep.
They're really the backbone of that promotion. So,
yeah, rest in peace. Yes, sir.
Let's get to the good news, I guess, since we only have one spot of bad news for this week.
Yes.
Let's get, I guess, not the good news, the entertaining news. The thing that I guess everybody in America is waiting for. And that, sir, is that Trump mugshot.
Oh, yeah. That is what people are waiting for.
The Trump mugshot is going to break the internet. Of course, he's set to surrender himself Thursday evening, in Fulton County.
Yeah.
Rudy Giuliani.
He
was not the first, but he did turn himself in, so we've gotten his mugshot. And like I said, I think it was last episode, when we get this mugshot, this is going to change history in two ways, and the way that it's going to have a presidential mugshot. That's just crazy.
Yeah.
And two, and the fact that this is only going to make the lore of Donald Trump even that much stronger.
Crazy. It's going to be crazy. When our kids learn about this in like the next 20 years, it's going to be unbelievable.
Do you think that this is going to be something that his fan base uses as a weapon? I'm not even going to ask you. I'm thinking that this is going to be something that his fan base uses as a weapon to make him even more of a hero, more of an underdog, kind of verify that he's always been witch hunted. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
An official RICO is a great stamp to put on a witch hunt, if that's what you believe it is.
Oh, yeah. He's going to be held as almost like a martyr.
Like I told you, Kyle Rittenhouse was. Remember when Kyle Rittenhouse, I was like, watch him be the next face of the conservative movement. And you were like, no, that'll never happen. And it did.
Mm-hmm.
I think you're not saying it won't happen, but I think that'll be the same case with this Trump thing. This will become like you said earlier, this will be the Free Boosie movement.
Oh, yeah. It's going to
the Free Wayne movement, the Free Meek movement.
Yeah, he's definitely going to get a whole bunch of traction because of this.
This is hardcore Trumpers Free Meek movement.
Yeah, like you said, he's going to be in pre-production. He's going to be like the rapper. He's like the political rapper who doesn't rap.
Yeah.
You know
he's
what I mean?
The first guy to be a politician to kind of be paraded in the criminal sense like a rapper. It's like it's not about his track record and anything in this point besides his criminal history.
Mhm. Yeah, now. It's just the fact that he was a president.
Yeah.
That's literally all it is now.
Yeah.
Because if he was just another
guy, I mean, everybody around him is getting arrested, too.
Yeah, exactly. But that's only because he was the president.
Yeah.
He was using it for the presidential election.
And he was trying to, that is crazy. To think that.
And the thing about it is, I think today, that still doesn't get as highlighted as big as it should.
Is that the fact that he literally tried to overturn the election?
Exactly.
Like, it's because America is such a joking culture. If we saw that on TV in another country, we to this day would be calling them a third world country.
Yeah.
And
every other joke that we can make up.
Not even joke, but like seriously saying that they need assistance and all that jazz. But it happened here, and we, like you said, we just kind of glanced over it.
Mm-hmm.
We make jokes about it. That shit is serious.
Yeah.
He incited a riot.
The American democracy is damn near crumbled.
It is.
Yeah, right before our eyes. You know what I'm saying? I mean, but that's the thing about the American society.
It's what?
We just have to keep going. Because at the end of the day, like, you talk to anybody on the street, you can talk to anybody in this house probably. Like, at the end of the day, our lives still got to keep, we still got to go to work. We still got to pay bills every day, you know what I'm saying? We still got to put gas in the car.
They keep you in a position that your day-to-day is more important than your long-term plan, and that's where they hang you up at.
Exactly, and that's just the American dream.
Is it? I don't think that's the American. I think the opposite. I think overcoming that is the American dream. The American nightmare is living what most people are living nowadays.
That's why I say it's the American dream. Because at the end of the day, that's all you can do.
That didn't make much sense at
That's all the day. That's sometimes.
That didn't make much sense at all. I was trying to shoot you some bail, but that didn't make any fucking sense. Hey, listeners, if y'all knew what he was saying, please tell me. Put it in the comment. Shoot us a DM because I did not understand that.
Damn, you fucked me up. But
you copping the free Trump tee?
Probably not. But I am copping the Times Magazine though.
Oh yeah, you definitely got to get that laminated.
Yeah, gotta get that. Yeah, that's gonna go in the case.
This shit is about to be historical.
It already is historical. Man. This started in 2021.
I'm about to say this isn't the first indictment, but this will be the first time we get amucked. This will, everybody's going like this is looking really fucking bad because Giuliani is still fucking dealing with the thing where he's a sexual assaulter. You know what I'm saying? Like that is still a pending thing.
Yeah, that is still true.
And the guy who was said to have been the mastermind behind the campaign to overturn the election, being the first person to turn himself in.
Yeah.
Let's go a little bit deeper. Let's parallel this to the YSL RICO.
What?
No, let's do it.
Just because it's Fulton?
No, yes, because it's Fulton, because it's also a similar structure. One person not directly committing crimes, but essentially...
Everybody else under him.
Commissioning, delegating crimes to people under him.
Mm-hmm.
We saw in the Thug case, the people that weren't really doing crimes, but maybe have been associated with the name, i.e. Gunna, they copped themselves out first. I don't blame them. They weren't doing that shit. Mm-hmm. But... it gets to the point when the people that are doing the shit start talking first.
Yeah.
You know why that's bad? Because there's a story against you before you can...
Yeah, of course. That's the point of RICO.
Of course. So what I'm saying is with people as high as Giuliani and as low as the mastermind of the campaign, making sure that they get in there before Trump means this shit might be over for that guy.
Yeah.
Because look at Thug. If everybody just shuts their mouth, nothing ever happens, right?
Yeah, that's
right?
In any case.
And in a fantasy world, right?
Yeah, in a perfect society where everybody knows how to deal with the case.
Yeah, but that's not what this is going to be at all.
No.
Because they've gotten away with so much crime and haven't been put on this front stage that they're not going to really know how to finesse that.
Well, they already got Bond.
You've seen Oppenheimer.
They already got Bond.
I mean, yeah, but
they already got Bond.
But what? Yeah, that's true. But they didn't murder anybody.
They're gonna have. I'm about to say they're also gonna have.
Because the only person that got murdered was a rioter.
Yeah, exactly. Like, that shit was crazy. That's I'm sorry.
Rest in peace, Ashley Bobbitt.
Yeah, but yeah, I don't like making light of people's deaths, but still, she did get smoked.
When you break into somebody's crib and they smoke you,
well, they broke into the Capitol.
So that's even funnier.
That's even worse.
Yeah.
A lot more motherfuckers probably should have got smoked.
Yeah, they really should have got. All the motherfuckers should have got smoked. You know what I'm saying? But.
I'm sorry. January 26th.
6th.
Oh, damn. 26th is.
You don't even remember.
Something happened
day.
On 26th, though.
You don't even remember the day.
Man, I think it's the day Kobe died, for real, for real.
Yeah, it's the day Kobe died.
Yeah, I'm going to say, I think, you know what I'm saying? That's way more important, to be honest.
And see, that's why people just make a joke of it.
But it's true, though.
It's not true. Kobe dying is not more important than January 26th.
They were both unexpected.
No, January 6th was not unexpected. Everybody on the internet knew that shit was going to happen. They just didn't believe it was actually going to happen.
You know how many motherfuckers aren't on the internet?
You know how many motherfuckers was there?
Yeah, exactly.
Enough to storm the Capitol.
That was crazy.
Yeah.
We might got to watch some highlights of that after today's show. Because I genuinely remember the day that shit happened. I'm sorry, this is completely off the notes.
Yeah.
But, that shit was wild, man. I remember seeing that shit. They was throwing the smoke and everything. They had the flares going.
They had to be out there.
I said, yo, white folks is wilding.
Yeah, shit was crazy.
Exactly.
They were playing. Well, you remember the little monkeys that you have to, like, connect to each other to make the ladder back when you were kids? That's what they were doing.
Exactly.
Get over there. I said, yo.
You remember they were saying, you remember they came out the office saying, yeah, ain't nothing going on in there. Like, it was a party or some shit. They was taking pictures in there.
And
like,
the motherfuckers in jail, rightfully so.
As they should.
Yeah.
That shit was crazy.
I want to move on to entertainment.
Yeah.
All right, so Tyler Perry, the group led by Tyler Perry, they were rejected, or not rejected, I guess. The best way to put it is, Viacom said we're not selling BET.
Yeah.
They said we're not selling any other programming. And I guess the thinking beyond that is, at this point, they're so low, like, why fucking sell them?
Yeah, I guess.
Their valuations are still really high. Do you think they didn't sell it to him because he was black? I guess let's get the thing everybody's thinking out the way.
I don't know.
Because Tyler Perry has the money.
Tyler Perry has the resources
to make production successful for people outside of his production house.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Tyler Perry has made careers. He's made a lot of careers. He has connection, he has influence, and he has money.
Yeah.
Resources. I want to say it possibly could be because he's black, but I think so.
See, I would say if they weren't in the middle of a writer's strike.
That too.
See, I would say I would be definitively on that side if it wasn't because of the writer's strike. Because at this point, if you're only making money off of residuals that's already on TV, you sell away, even if BET isn't a majority of the state, you sell away something like that, you lose a chunk of money that you can't necessarily immediately replace. Because you can't put out new shit. Mm-hmm. Or you can't even put out an agreement where you still get a percentage of new shows. You know what I'm saying?
Because you can still play. People are going to want to watch old shows on BET anyway.
But even those old shows are on different platforms.
Yeah, exactly.
Like Martin's on HBO.
But they still have BET Plus and shit.
Well,
too.
What is an original BET program?
Not The Game. The Game came on CW. They have a lot of them on the BET Plus thing.
They have a lot of black entertainment television. Oh,
yeah. I think a lot of Madea shit comes out. Like a lot of Tyler. I'm sorry, Madea. A lot of Tyler Perry. Like
the newer shit.
Yeah, newer shit comes out on BET Plus too.
So he's a driving force behind BET now.
Yeah.
I haven't watched BET.
I'm just going off the fact of what my grandma watches when I walk in the house.
I know you're saying. Yeah.
So I know Madea be on and Tyler Perry something.
Okay. Yeah. If that's the case. Yeah, I could see them saying, like, we can't do it right now.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, if we have more money to replace it, we do it. Because the thing is not about the price that they want to sell it at. Because he's not the only person that wants to buy
exactly.
it, too.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? It's a whole celebrity conglomerate and business conglomerate that wants to try to buy BT. But I guess nah. Because I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But who knows? You know what I'm saying? Maybe that's me thinking too brightly.
Yeah, I hope it does happen eventually. Because if they were willing to sell in the first place, they're still going to sell.
Do you think any of those channels are actually able to be saved at this point? When I'm talking Viacom, that means BET, CMT, VH1,
MTV.
Yeah, all those ones. Nickelodeon's the only Viacom channel I could see succeeding.
As long as Love & Hip Hop still comes out, Love & Hip Hop and all that stuff comes out, VH1 still survives, as long as Wild N Out still comes out.
MTV survives, and they got
and Ridiculousness.
I'm about to say the Rob Deerdick show.
Uh huh. And don't they have some Jersey Shore spinoff now too?
They put one out probably like every other year or so. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So that's fair.
They still have surviving shows, like you know what I'm saying. They still are staying
legacy
afloat.
Shows. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Fair enough.
So yeah, I can't say yeah, because reality show is always going to sell. Reality TV is always going to sell.
Yeah, that's very true.
People love to live lives that they're not living and that are scripted.
Yeah.
Or where they gotta survive.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
People also love sports TV, and sports TV is getting a shake up this, I guess, this upcoming football season.
It's really seeming
like what everybody is gearing up for. We were under the impression that Shannon Sharp would be joining Stephen A. at First Take.
He's not?
No, he's joining Colin Cowherd.
Interesting.
Yeah. And then.
I don't see a lot of pushback. I'm sorry to say my.
What do you mean?
Because I don't know.
I don't see a good show out of that either.
They agree on too much.
Colin's going to play an exact. He's going. It's not. I don't know if that's going to be good. Aaron loves Colin. Like, that's his.
I'll fuck with Colin Cowherd. I'll fuck with him. I'm not going to say I don't.
I don't not fuck with him. But, like, that's Aaron's favorite dude. But I just don't see him and Sharp. Like, haven't listened to him enough via Aaron. I don't see him and Shannon Sharp being like.
I see. You see, I would enjoy. Everybody would enjoy Stephen A. and Shannon.
Oh, yeah.
Stephen A. Shannon and Mad Dog, that would have been interesting.
That would have been too easy.
That would have been interesting.
Yeah, that would have been too
easy. Exactly. But
why not do? I guess it's probably more money over there
with
them. But Skip is trying to counter with the Wayne rotating combo of Lil Wayne, Keyshawn Johnson, Michael Irvin, and Richard Sherman.
Richard Sherman. I was
about to say, not Richard Jefferson, Richard Sherman.
Yeah.
I don't know how that's going to work. I don't like the idea.
Michael Irvin works. Because I just fuck with Michael Irvin.
Yeah.
Richard Sherman, I don't know if that works. Because I feel like with Skip, you have to have a level of pushback. You know what I mean?
I think, and you have to, it's constant. Like,
Watching
Skip with somebody different every day is going to be so boring.
Exactly. Especially if you can walk over half of them.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He's not going to walk over Wayne.
That's yeah, of course.
You know what I'm saying? But if he can walk over, like, two of them every day,
yeah,
then it's not going to be an interesting watch.
Yeah, exactly.
Because, you know what I'm saying? That's the reason why. And it's crazy because it seems to be, like, that energy is what makes the show, but it also breaks the show. You know what I mean? Because you see when he was with
Shannon.
You see when he was with Stephen A.
You get to a certain point where it breaks. Point
to where it just gets annoying. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You can understand what arguing every day gets annoying. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Even if you're doing it for money.
Yeah. And then when somebody's as, I guess, obnoxious about it, exactly. Skip can be in a good way. But
when you're acting every day, it becomes a reality.
Yeah, that's true, too. Yeah, that's very true. Damn, that's a bar. Repeat that one.
And when you're acting every day, it becomes a reality.
Yeah, that was a good one. That was a good one. But all in all, I don't think that either of those shows is going to be too great. I don't think enough people really care about... Well, no, because it still gets clipped on the internet. Exactly. So I'm wrong about that. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? People still care. Yeah. So. Yeah, it's about to ramp up. Yeah, that's true. I don't think the Colin Cowherd, Shannon Sharpe show is going to be any good. I'll definitely say that.
But
I don't
think that show's going to be any good. But then again, Shannon Sharpe does have a certain charisma, though.
Yeah, but... I mean, like, yeah, I guess we'll see.
His energy, he does bring, like, energy to the show, I would say.
But I don't think Colin Cowherd can match that energy whatsoever. Yeah, exactly, yeah. Skip could.
Yeah.
Whether it was counter energy, nega energy, you know what I'm saying? Like, it was still, like, matched, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. I don't know if Colin Cowherd could do, but we'll see.
We'll see.
Speaking of sports, Drewski has started a sports agency.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that?
He must have got some major connections within the past 2.5 years.
So you think it's connections?
I mean, that's the only way you can have a sports agency. I don't think so. To be like a manager or something of a sport of a.
He's just an owner. He's just starting one.
All right then, but you then have to put these people in position.
That's what I'm saying. I don't.
It was like the Kill Tony joke that we seen the other night. Which like one? Last week or something like that. When the dude came through and he was getting cooked by Tony, and he had like his company logo on his shirt and his hat, and he was talking about the startup company for kids.
Oh yeah, it's like that, bro.
Like,
yeah, he's gonna take you seriously. Yeah, I agree with that. And my main thing is, what, like you said, what makes you want to sign to Drewski?
Yeah,
like Pete. I mean, and somebody has.
Yeah,
he did get a college.
And first and foremost, I'm not trying to hate on it. Because, you know what I'm saying?
That's a good venture.
You do what you think. You do your thing. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nothing. But it's just like, all right, now we got to break it down.
Because the thing is, people, like, well, you can say the same thing about Jay. When Jay started a sports agency, why sign with them? Well, Jay-Z been making money hand over fist.
Yeah, he's a big rapper.
He was an icon in the culture at that point.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like this is, Drewski doing this is a good idea, maybe too soon. Because
he probably got some good backing, though. That's what I'm saying. He must have some connections.
It has to be you got to have the fun. Like, what role is he playing in that case? Even with the backing, is it just putting Drewski's face on it so that kids sign to it?
Yeah.
Or is Drewski linking these? Is he dot connecting, putting these guys with people that'll really, you know, further their careers and whatever they're doing?
Yeah.
Or is he just reposting the money? Like, what role is Drewski doing to say, I have a sports agency? Mm-hmm. Because I don't disbelieve he has money.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I don't disbelieve that part. The guy got to tour the country. You know what I'm saying? Like, so he probably got some change. But is it enough to really do it? Like, maybe I'm overestimating what it takes to run a sports agency. Because we look at Clutch and Rich Paul and all them and how fast they do shit, how much they do shit. And
they also
say,
been
like,
in the game there 15, 20 years now, too.
Exactly. And that's what I'm saying. Like, I feel like a sports agency is just something that's a leap.
Yeah,
no matter who you are, that's a leap.
Yeah, it is, because you're putting somebody else's, like, it's almost like almost being a manager, man.
Yeah,
that's how I see it.
Yeah,
somebody doesn't know much about that, but that's how I see it. It's like being a manager, because you're literally taking somebody's career, this person's career, their hopes and dreams, and you're supposed to be putting them in, like you said, put them in places to further themselves. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Whatever they want to do with themselves. You know what I'm saying? The best of their ability to provide for their family, provide for themselves, however they want to do it, and. That's why I think Drewski has probably made some connections over these past 2.5 years. That's the only reason why I'm saying it could possibly, you know what I'm saying, work out. Especially if you already got somebody signed.
Yeah.
And, like, you know what I'm saying, the name itself, you know what I'm saying, Drewski is very popular on the internet, especially with kids in our generation and younger.
Yeah.
So, he does his thing, and he's able. And think about his Crib and Records stuff.
That's a joke, though.
I'm saying, I know it's a bit. I'm talking about when he goes live and he gets like all the celebrities to get on there.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I guess that shows how much pull he does have.
So yep. Imagine the connections he really does have business wise. Because you got to think, I'm not trying to dick around him anyway. Pause. But you got to think he's been in the Bud Light Seltzer commercials.
Yeah, he's
so he does good business.
He does good business.
So yeah. I think it's going to work out.
Shit, yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. I won't say anyone going to work out.
I just you know what I'm saying? I just started thinking about it.
You know what I'm saying? Maybe I'm not that bird or something, but I just couldn't see it. But good luck to Drewski on that shit, because I actually do like Drewski. I think he's talented, and then
the thing about it, in the long, and if it works out, that's another black owned sports agency
right there. You know what exactly. I'm speaking of shit that's black owned, there's some not black owned. Scooter Braun, man.
Yeah.
Is so I guess the conversation now is Scooter Braun retiring or is something about to come out? Everybody, if you don't know who Scooter Braun is the manager mastermind behind all of your favorite prop music for the last 20 years since you were a kid, if you're my age.
Mm-hmm.
He's responsible for Bieber, Swift, everybody.
Yeah.
If they're pop, he's almost like a legacy kid. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
He's a legacy record label exec type.
Oh yeah,
shit.
He was born into it.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, Scooter Braun is that.
I forgot. I'm gonna say there's multiple guys.
What do they say nowadays? Do your homework.
Yeah.
Do your homework on Scooter Braun running the fucking pop industry.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of his acts in the last week. Most notably, I think it was Ariana Grande.
Mm-hmm.
Justin Bieber was attempting to find a new manager. Someone else, I forget, name escapes me at the moment.
But then Justin, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but then Justin Bieber also sell his catalog.
He sold his catalog. But they are looking for new managers, and people are speculating whether this exodus of artists from Scooter Braun was because of something salacious that was about to come to the surface, which we don't know, and I don't think so, because I've also seen headlines that he's just retiring. I think at this point, as much money as Scooter Braun's made, it kind of
always going to continue to make.
Yeah, it wouldn't make sense not to chill at his age. You know what I'm saying? That's one aspect people haven't looked over. But a lot of people also demonize Scooter Braun kind of wrongly because he owned the masters for Taylor Swift's first few albums.
That whole spiel.
You know what I'm saying? Taylor Swift was somehow weaponized the average record contract against Scooter Braun to make him like this evil person in pop music at one point, when it's just kind of the lay of the land for music and how you do contracts. And so I'm just speculating, I guess. It's totally conjecture. I feel like that has a lot to do with people trying to say that this exodus artist from his management and his possibility of retiring from managing has to do with something dark.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Do you know much about this?
No, I don't know much. I'm not going to.
I guess I'm just talking to a wall now.
No, you're not talking to a wall. You're just being very informational.
Do you have an opinion on this,
I guess? Yeah, I mean, I feel like it could be that. Not it could be the demonized. It could be the fact that he did do stuff. Because Taylor Swift's big.
Yeah, Taylor Swift's the biggest artist. She's bigger than Beyonce.
I was going to say Bad Bunny. But
she's definitely not bigger than Bad Bunny.
I was going to say Bad Bunny. Niggas forget.
You're right, yeah.
Bad Bunny is pop.
Yeah, you're right.
Bad Bunny sells out arenas, too.
Everywhere.
In stadiums, arenas, whatever you want to
call it. Easily, too.
Yeah, so I'll be like, it'll probably be Bad Bunny, Taylor Swift, and Beyonce. If we're going to talk about like that. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then, yeah, if popularity wise, world tour wise, yeah. But Taylor Swift is probably the biggest artist in America.
So for a fact,
we can say that. So, of course, her fans are equal amount of that size, half of that size.
Yeah.
And they can make moves in the media. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. They can shift the media algorithm to however they want to sway it.
It's kind of like how Nicki Minaj fans like sway the algorithm so hard she thinks she's still relevant.
I'm not going to talk about the bars on the podcast because I don't want the bars. We have a check now, sir.
But yeah, I'm just saying. It's true.
You want to deal with a whole bunch of people in the comments.
All right, let's go back to Scooter Braun.
Yeah, exactly.
Scooter Braun, I mean, I guess we'll see. I'm not going to speak on it, but if he is exiting the game, that's the end of an era.
Yeah, exactly.
That's literally an end of an era.
Yeah.
Him exiting the game is the end of an era in pop music. Mm. No matter if you like him, hate him.
Or even like pop music.
Yeah. Shit's going to change. You know, because who is really going to be able to put these people...
Because really
he
artists.
Was putting pop artists in the right places when pop was dying.
Yeah. Yeah. Think about when Bieber came out and Taylor Swift started.
Look who
popping.
He put him with and look mm-hmm. what... Tell
Ariana
you, man.
Grande.
Look at their careers.
Exactly.
Their music careers are off the chain because of him. Mm-hmm. But, you know what I'm saying? I guess we'll see in the long run.
We shall see, my friend.
Yeah. Odd Future reunited.
That shit was fucking... That was lit.
It was lit, huh, bro?
It was lit because, like, damn. I don't know. My middle school
we haven't
self,
seen them together
exactly.
in so long.
My
yeah.
middle school self was like, damn, niggas is really old.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Tyler got 2 Grammys now.
Yeah.
Sid got a Grammy. It's like, you know what I'm saying?
Earl doesn't have a Grammy.
Earl doesn't have a Grammy, but he's on some.
Does Frank have a Grammy?
Frank has a couple, but he yeah. wasn't there. That's what
fair
I'm saying.
Fair enough, fair enough,
fair enough. But, shit, Haji wasn't there. I'm going to say, yeah. Haji married to Nelly Furtado.
That's crazy.
Furtado, you know what I'm saying? I seen, like, on the internet, a couple weeks, like every so often, people just realize that shit.
Yeah. Oh shit. Haji Beats is a baby by Nelly Furtado.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That is an interesting hip hop fact.
That
though.
Is just fucking crazy.
That's hip-hop fact,
but
yeah.
Nah, it was great to see them all together again. If only Earl and Tyler would have performed Ass Milk, that would have been crazy.
That'd be tough. That'd be tough. But I don't think Tyler would perform that shit.
I don't think either.
I don't think. Yeah.
But that for us when we were kids, that would be such a little nostalgia treat.
Yeah.
Bro, like you said, it was good to see them all together. Even Vince was there. The Vince auxiliary there, yeah. OF members.
Casey Veggie was there.
Like I said, the exactly. auxiliary OF members were there. Exactly. That was really Odd Future. Wolfgang killed them all. Don't give a fuck.
Don't give a fuck. Lordy Squad.
Back and Boy later star. Lordy Squad, yeah. Golly, bro. That was a time and a place.
That was a time and a place if... I don't know. Me personally, I was broken as a motherfucker as a teenage boy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Hurts how I created, and I found out there's a whole collective of motherfuckers that just don't give a fuck and just are weird and have weird thoughts and everything just like me. So it was worth the ride, and it was a great ride.
And it's crazy to see them have like essentially broken up and then see some of them collab with each other.
And then like
here
all
and
their
there
adventures
and all that.
And stuff like that. Like you got Sid, the internet, which is like one of the biggest underground.
Oh,
I don't say
yeah.
underground, but I don't know. I don't even know what the
indie.
Yeah, indie, one of the biggest indie bands.
Alternative indie.
Sid herself, you know what I'm saying, does R&B pop.
Tacos and fucking on Dave. Mm-hmm. He's like that. You know what I'm saying? Like they're all
Jasper.
He's a fucking Jack. He's part of the Jackass crew.
Lionel Rice and shit for like Adult Swim and shit
that
like
is
that.
Crazy.
Tyler.
Yeah, Tyler. Earl is about to put out a fucking album
with Alchemist.
You want to talk about that?
Hold up. Who else? I'm trying to figure out who else we missed. That's all everybody,
That's all. Tell you, bro, this Earl and Alchemist album, though. I have Earl and Alchemist album is about to be... Earl and Alchemist album is literally going to be...
One of the best, if not the best album of the year.
Of all time.
I don't know about all that.
We'll you don't think so?
That. We'll see about that. I don't like saying that. Bro, I don't get my hopes up.
I'm not the only person that said that. That like this, you know, on the internet. Who gives a fuck about the internet? The internet's not even fucking real. But
it's not,
bro. This the combination of Earl and Alchemist has the potential to be as big as Mad Villainy.
That is true. I don't know.
That's
I don't know,
what
man.
It is.
I feel like Aaron, because I don't know, man. I don't know.
The potential like putting Alchemist and Earl Sweatshirt together might create the best underground hip hop album
of
all
time.
That's
the Alchemist one right there, not the two. Because Alchemist can make some beats with everybody.
Well, of course.
He got beats for everybody.
But Alchemist and Earl.
He got almost projects with everybody that needs to have projects with.
But Alchemist and Earl is such a mixture, like a great mixture that you like.
It's going to be scary.
Yeah.
It's going to be scary.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I don't know.
Very scary.
I think that they have an album hidden on YouTube. So, like, I think that this shit is going to be something that blows our mind. And
the
way
the
that
features?
Huh?
You think the feature gonna be
the feature Makami?
I think so too.
Yeah. Makami.
Yeah.
Cause we ain't seen Mach in a minute.
Mach, and he still got a project dropping.
Yeah. Supposedly we're still waiting on Mach. Honestly, bro, when that shit drops it has to be my favorite. I was listening to Earl today. I was like, man, when that shit drops, that's gonna have to be my favorite project.
I was some radicals. I was some Odd Future today, like a motherfucker. I had to go to one of the mixtape apps that still work. I'm not gonna tell you. But yeah, I had to go to that shit, and I was listening to Radicals and Earl Sweatshirt's drop.
Yeah.
Oh my lord!
Oh, the fucking what's that? A Gucci beat or a Rich?
Ah, shit. Oh, my
Rich
God.
Boy B as well.
Yeah, Rich Boy. I think it was Rich Boy. Yeah. That shit, I was a tough ass beat back in the day, too.
Yeah, that shit was still
and he smoked that bitch.
Yeah. Bro, man, I'm so glad to see him together, and I can't wait for the Tyler. I'm not the Tyler, the fucking Earl. Alk and Earl. Fucking, that's going to be amazing.
My middle school self has been so satisfied the past week and a half.
Yeah, right. About to say, hold on, before we talk about where we've been, want to talk about where we might go?
No, I'm not going there.
You're not going? Why aren't you going?
Why would I go there?
Why wouldn't you go?
Because the creator, the organizer, the production, the person, yeah, the guy, he just got out on fraud.
Yeah,
for the first one. Why would I go to the second one?
So Billy McFarlane has announced Fyre Festival 2, which he's selling tickets for. Apparently they're selling out or have sold out. You know how he sells shit. It's the hottest shit on the market, so you better get it. Like, that's his whole marketing ploy. They fall for it every time. They fucking had saw Kendall Jenner press an orange square on Instagram, and they were out in the fucking desert eating fucking cheese sandwiches 2 weeks later. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's
so
true.
Shit, they fell for it before. But he's announced a Fyre Festival too. Me and Nate have been desperately trying to get tickets. We really want to taste those cheese sandwiches.
I don't even like cheese. I'm not buying them. He's buying them.
I'm not buying them. Hey, yo, Billy, hook us up with some motherfucking tickets so we can tell people this is not a scam. Because if we prove that it's not a scam, and that technically people do have to give a fuck what Ja Rule says at that point.
No.
Why not?
Because 50 didn't say so.
Oh, my God. So you're saying 50 is his master?
Of course.
That's sick.
Hey, man. Who just sold out? All right. Who's been selling out tours?
Which is crazy.
Who's been selling
crazy.
Out tours?
It's not 50
crazy.
Cent.
It's 50 Cent.
Oh, bro. I've seen 50 Cent.
I know. Yeah.
Shit, fuck Fyre Festival.
Yeah, exactly.
50 Cent, what 50 Cent is doing right now, bro, like you said, fuck Ja Rule still. Because I don't think Ja Rule still could sell as many Fyre Festival 2 tickets as 50 Cent has sold on this current tour. And this, he's saying this is his last go round, and he's collecting money over the globe.
Mm-hmm.
50 Cent is. You know me, I'm a 50 fanboy from the, you know, I'm a 50 stan from a kid. Mm. Had all the CDs and all shit. But what 50's doing in that climate where people are canceling tours left and right
they can't sell tickets or the tickets too high and shit like that.
Grouping up with other artists to make sure they can sell the tickets in these smaller venues, that type of thing. 50 has just been out here putting on a show simultaneously while the celebration of the 50 years of hip hop has been going on and still selling out. So nothing but fucking kudos to 50 on that. I think
people really forgot. And the thing about it is, I think, especially our generation and people, kids way younger than us and, you know what I'm saying, the younger adults, stuff like that, they forgot or didn't know how big 50 Cent really
was, and still is.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, we know him for Power. We know him for the Instagram. We know him for the Floyd Money Mayweather. We know him for all that.
Yeah.
But when 50 Cent came out, people don't know if I ever had a time machine, I would definitely want to go back to when In the Club. When In the Club came out, I want to be in the club because they say that shit was rocking.
Yeah.
And 50 Cent was big. Like, you remember, he was at the Super Bowl. He performed in the Super Bowl.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
During the Dr. Dre set,
exactly. The Super Bowl. 50 Cent was the biggest rapper.
50 Cent is a part of American culture in general.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, he was so big that he kind of became a symbol of America at one point.
I don't know 50 about that,
Cent, but. 50, Mr. 50, like 50 Cent, like, was deep.
I know he was big. I know he was huge. Pause.
50 is one of the only artists that can really go overseas, and they know 50.
That is true.
Like,
that
50,
true.
Snoop, M, the legends.
He's
50, and 50 just shot up so quick, it seems like he's not that. But no, go overseas. They know who 50 Cent
is.
Oh,
yeah, of course, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And that's the thing I was about to say. He crossed over.
Yeah.
He was able to cross over and still be 50 Cent.
Yeah, like, exactly. He 50 Cent everywhere.
He didn't switch it up, nothing.
The image was 50 everywhere.
50 Cent every
he's
time.
An amazing businessman. He played the image, bro.
Yeah, that is true. Yeah.
I will say, man, you know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to force you into an opinion, but.
Oh, no, I agree with 50 Cent, yeah.
All right, I want to end the episode off by talking about our recent experience scaring the hoes real quick.
Yeah.
Just a few minutes because we are running out of time.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, you first.
Oh, shit. So last Wednesday, we got to go see motherfucking the Scaring the Hoes tour, which was Danny Brown and JPEG Mafia performing their latest album together,
Scaring the Hoes.
And it was at the National in Richmond, and it was a very dope experience. Me and Mister both went to take on that challenge, and it was very lit. I personally was down in the pits, Which was very fun because I have not done that in a long, in a very long time. And it was just, it just felt good.
Cause I was still having, back drinking my beer.
Yeah, he was still back drinking his beer. Expensive ass motherfucking beer. But now that beer was fucking expensive. I'm not tripping. But I'm saying, but now to know, ain't nobody ever getting a beer with me at the motherfucking National.
Yeah. God, yeah. Even the cores were fucking expensive.
Yeah, like $4.
Yeah, no, was, yeah, for that small of a case. Yeah. Yeah.
Savor that bitch, too. I ain't bullshitting. I drink beer slow anyway, but still.
All right, let's give our review of the concert. Yeah. Give your review.
Oh, concert was a 9.5 out of 10.
The way they have it set up is it's a little frills, a lot of action.
Yeah.
I sat in the back. I wasn't in the pits. I wasn't going to mingle with the kids. I'm too old for that shit. I sat in the back, enjoyed myself. You know what I'm saying? I actually watched the show. My first observation was I didn't know JPEG Mafia had that many fans. Like, they were there for JPEG Mafia.
Yeah, exactly.
Mainly. Two, the album was meant to perform live. When I first heard it, like, that's what I thought, and it translated so well. I, like you said, 9.5. I was not disappointed whatsoever. The most surprising thing about to me was seeing Danny Brown. I've never seen Danny Brown live. Brown did it all.
Hell yeah, he smoked that shit.
He smoked that performance.
He smoked
that. And without a doubt, my favorite fucking part is the part I couldn't fucking wait to post on social media, and that was the Alchemist produced track, Tantor. Alk is on a run. If Quadruple X sounds anything like that song, we're about to get a fucking masterpiece from Danny Brown.
Exactly.
That's my thing. Like, this, I haven't been to a concert in a minute, and this was like, yeah. This was one to go to. I'm glad I caught that shit because I love that album so much. We definitely got to do a permanent record on that album.
I told you.
Yeah, I love that album so much. It's my favorite album from this year, hands down by far. No fucking competition.
For right now.
No competition. And to see it perform
we'll talk about it next week, though.
Yeah. to see it perform the way I wanted it and always dreamed and thought of it was fucking to a T amazing. And I got to give it up to both JPEG and Danny. They put on a fucking great show.
Oh, and you remember who the DJ was at the beginning?
DJ Dave.
Yes.
She DJ'd via code. That was one of the coolest things I've ever seen. Yeah, because at first I thought it was just a backdrop. But then when I saw her going to her computer and like seeing it translate, I was like, oh shit, she's doing it. And then she said, yeah, I mixed with code, and I said, yeah, that's crazy.
That's tough. Yeah. That was tough. And it was dope ass set, too, to start it off. Yeah, let me go to my quick spiel, too. But it was so fucking dope to see fucking Danny Brown. Like I said, like I was about to hint to earlier, segue into early, but Mr. put us back on track. Seeing Danny Brown was like my middle school self, like my middle school 7th grade, 8th grade self, depressed self. I was like, oh, shit. And then for him to do a song off the motherfucking album 30, and I was in that motherfucking pit, and I knew every motherfucking word to that damn song. The dude next to me was like, yo, I wish I had this much energy as you. Little did he know, I had just finished working a 9-hour shift.
Damn.
Cutting some beams in the fucking sun. And I was still able to go in them pits and
scare some hoes.
Exactly. There weren't any there to be scared of, or they kind of scared me. But it was lit, and JPEG Mafia, he put on a pretty dope show. I actually definitely, I say you put on a dope show if I actually go home and I listen to you, and I actually have went back and listened to some of his songs, and I can definitely see why he has such a big following, especially with the crowd that he pulls in. It definitely makes sense, and I definitely fuck with some of his songs, especially Jesus Forgive Me For I Am A Thought. That Jane is tough.
That's shit, huh?
Yeah, that song is tough.
That's just sick, yeah.
But it was weird to hear a lot of motherfuckers, a whole, you know what I'm saying, crowd of people called a one motherfucker
like
Peggy.
Yeah.
That shit was weird.
They were chanting Peggy. I was like, oh.
Oh, and one
King also,
and one thing I also want to shout out to Danny Brown, too, about is his fucking breath control. Exclusively, like, knowing if you know Danny Brown's stories, that's everything he's been through. And for him to actually rap in that voice that he does, and the voice that he does, and to keep up with every progression of the song, it was pretty dope because they were really rapping behind the track.
That's what I'm saying. They had no overlay. They were spinning. They were going crazy.
You know what I'm saying? They might have had an overlay for the hook, But that's about it. You know what I'm saying? They was rapping the verses, and that was very tough, especially to see Danny do a solo set. Yeah. I was impressed. My money was well spent. Wasn't disappointed. Yeah,
appreciate
Scaring
you
a whole story. No problem. Anytime. Y'all see the videos. We got the videos posted on social media.
We're posting more. We got some more.
Hell yeah.
Because I haven't posted all mine. I've got Fit and Tester, the whole thing.
Oh, yeah.
I've got a lot of fun videos.
So what was your,
I got great videos.
What was your, outside of the Alchemist track, what was your favorite song to perform?
Fit and Tester. Because that's my favorite song from the album.
Mm. I was like, of course, Fit and Tester.
No. God loves you. The white girl next to me was going stupid, bro.
I told you when that Jay first came out, that was my favorite song.
That Jay is amazing. I love
that. I forgot because I was so anxious for fentanyl testing that I forgot that God Loves You was going to be the one that really like that.
I'm gonna eat the pussy. I just broke my fast.
No, in that first beat drop, that. Boom, doom, doom. Yo, I remember I had my camera rolling and that shit just.
Yeah,
that shit was beautiful.
We'll post it on socials.
Hell yeah.
But we out, I guess.
Yes, sir. That's all I got for you.
Yeah, we are out. You can catch us on all socials, X, Instagram, Facebook. So Simple Math Matrix, or Simple Math MTRX. Make sure you subscribe, like, follow, whatever you know on the platform you're on.
Mm-hmm.
It's your boy, Mr. AK Superall 357, best known as Prince Godbody, and
it's the God King Hoopla.
And we are out.